When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. The show did not burn down last week. It appears that Mr. Sexton held things together admirably. I am back from Michigan. Amazing time in northern Michigan. Perfect weather. It's been hot everywhere. The lakes were cold. The nights were a little bit chilly, at least for a southern guy. Felt great in August.
Here on the show, the cops only were called a few times, Clay, but yeah. We hid the kegs from them, so no fines given.
Everything was safe. Everything was safe. Buck tried to get away this weekend, I understand, and had double flights canceled. And chaos continues, right? Like the congratulations, America. We've got 87,000 new IRS agents. We managed that. We talked about this, Buck, and I'll just dive right into it. Thanks to everybody, by the way, that came up and said they listened to the show. Met tons of you all over Michigan. Appreciate everybody how friendly you were to my family. Kids went back to school today down here. Actually, they had a half day Friday, but a lot of southern schools back up and running. That is the case in the Travis household. So my kids are back in school, sent them off this morning. Maybe we'll be a bit quiet around the house. Sometimes, Buck, they were screaming and yelling while they were playing video games downstairs during this show. And I had to go downstairs and say, you know, Dad works upstairs. But 87,000 new IRS agents. We now are going to have almost as many IRS agents as we do United States Marine Corps members. And right in the middle of a recession, with inflation at 9.1%, the Democrats, as we were concerned, and I'll say on this show, Buck, you and I started talking about this months and months ago. Would Democrats try to ram through one last bill right before they were going to lose control of at least the House, maybe the Senate? And they did. They spent nearly $800 million. And I think the country is going to be worse off. You raise taxes on many different small businesses during a recession, many different businesses overall.
$800 billion,
you have,
right?
Added further. Did I say million?
Yes.
Billion, yes. Added further. A billion here, a billion there, $740 billion, added further inflationary pressure. Not that the economists have gotten very much right at all, but almost every economist lined up looking at these numbers and said, even though this is called in a very Orwellian fashion the Inflation Reduction Act, it will actually add a massive amount, potentially, of inflationary pressure to our country's economy. Buck, this was the worst possible thing that Democrats could have done in the summer before the election for the nation. So, of course, they did it.
Paying off their constituents in the green energy side of things. They like that one, right? There's close to $100 billion of straight up taxpayer cash for windmills, solar panels, probably some carbon credit programs. So that's all snuck into this, just so everyone knows. They call that green energy investments. What that is spending your money, you, the American people, on stuff that is inefficient, unnecessary, and favors the Democrat green ideology. They're also talking a lot about bringing down prescription drug prices as a means of trying to stop seniors from looking at what's going on here with the inflation. Because remember, seniors, a lot of them are on fixed income. And so inflation really hurts them because a lot of their fixed income isn't going to keep up with the inflation that we see. And so they're trying to have a minor giveaway to seniors that will make them think, I guess Biden's not that good on the economy. A huge expansion of the IRS. And did you see over the weekend, Clay, there were these people, I mean, the Quislings, the throne shiners, the boot shiners of the regime on social media saying, well, if you're going to worry about the IRS, maybe you should just pay your taxes. As if these idiots, and I guess a lot of them who are journos in you know, Brooklyn and D.C. haven't been through this, don't understand that the tax code is effectively, when you add it all together, tens of thousands of pages with the opinions and everything else. And it is opaque on purpose. It is meant to keep you in perpetual fear because you never know. They claim to know what the exact number is that you owe, but they won't tell you until after you've paid. And if you pay the wrong amount, maybe they'll just give you a fine. Maybe they'll send you to prison.
This is a tweet from Steve Guest to contextualize, and you're exactly right. The IRS will now have more employees, federal government IRS employees, than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and Border Control combined. We're talking about over doubling the number of IRS agents. And this is important, too. This is from Phil Kirpin. An amendment that was offered by the Republicans on the 87,000 new IRS agents said, hey, we want those new IRS agents to only audit companies and individuals with income of $400,000 or more. It failed. So if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, oh, well, they're just going to go after billionaires, there are only around 780 billionaires in the United States. And the vast majority of those billionaires have incredible, incredible tax attorneys and accountants, and they're already spending millions of dollars to make sure that they're following all of this. I think what's going to unfortunately happen here, Buck, is you're going to have so many people out there who don't have large incomes that are going to get letters in the mail, because that's how the letter comes on the IRS audit. You don't have, by and large, if you're a regular person in America, a lot of money to fight IRS audits. They're going to be suddenly demanding, hey, you owed $8,000 more, and you're going to end up having to spend thousands of dollars to defend yourself, even if you didn't do anything at all wrong.
This is the huge lie that Democrats engage in all the time. We're just going to tax the rich people. There's not enough money that rich people even have. I mean, truly rich people. There's not enough money to pay for the agenda that Democrats want for more than a couple of months. And that's if you took all their money. We're talking about billionaires with the spending. When you're talking about a $3 or $4 trillion spending package, you could take the money from the billionaires. It wouldn't last very long. And I mean seize their assets. I don't even mean raise their tax rate 2%. So where does the money really come from? And this is what they never want people to understand, because it's so class warfare and envy are unfortunately effective politics. Everyone, this goes back to Bastiat. You know Bastiat, the law? The Frenchman, he wrote the law. Clay, you'd love it. He says that the great fiction of the statists is that they can live at the expense of everyone else.
Yeah.
Right? That everyone's going to get taxed. Everyone's going to get stuff and they won't pay for it. Right. The expense of the fiction that you can live at the expense of every other man. The real money comes from what you said. $5,000, $6,000, seven
yep.
grand in additional tax to people making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. But millions and millions of those people, that's why they need tens of thousands of additional IRS agents, folks, to go through the audits on the millions of people, not on the 100 billionaires.
We're talking about doubling the number of IRS agents out there. I mean, this is a big college football stadium full of pencil-pushing IRS agents. And they're selling this purchase, this addition, this expansion by saying, oh, we're going to make so much more money as a result of all these IRS agents because we're going to catch so many more people cheating on their taxes. I just don't believe that's true. I really don't, because they're auditing high-level, high-income people on a regular basis. I think I've said this on the air before, Buck. You know, one of the first things I was told when I took this show, this job, somebody in the know said, expect to get audited every year for the rest of your life now. Because you're going from being a sports talk radio guy. People don't really care that much about sports talk radio. You know, you're kind of in the toy chest of life as a sports talk radio guy. You're stepping into the Rush Limbaugh time slot. You're going to be saying a lot of things that many people in high positions of the government don't like. And much like Rush, and the Rush crew can talk about this, Rush got audited all the time by the IRS. Where were you doing the show from? Did you cross that T? Did you dot that I? Because they didn't like what he said. One of the first things I was told was, you're going to get audited every year for the rest of your life. And Rush, there are a lot of people out there listening to us that with 87,000 additional IRS agents are going to find yourselves in the same boat.
Rush was audited, Clay, by the state of New York. And Rush talked about this. Obviously, a lot of the audience remembers this from listening to him. 12 years in a row.
Yeah.
12 straight years
yeah.
of audits. And I believe there was a line from then Governor Patterson. Am I right on this one, guys? Where Patterson, when this was brought to his attention that Rush was audited 12 years in a row, said, well, if that would get him to leave the state, I wish we had done it even sooner. That's the governor of the state of New York, folks. I mean, one of the big things that we've learned, and I think it was hammered home more in the Trump era than at any other time in living memory, although you remember the Obama administration, Clay, had the lowest learner IRS. I mean, it was in an election year.
Yes.
Putting their hand on the scale against any organization, any entity that had patriot,
that's
liberty,
right,
freedom in the name. If you want to know what the libs really hate, by the way, patriots, people that like liberty, people that like freedom.
The American
flag. And they admitted this. This was something they would have called a conspiracy, but Lois Lerner, to get ahead of it, said, yeah, so we kind of edited it. And
we
it was
got
meant
caught.
To suppress
yeah.
Tea Party groups. Why? Because they got their asses kicked in 2010 by the Tea Party. So 2012 rolls around. Guess what? 2011, the IRS all of a sudden is not pushing through these groups, not allowing them to get their tax-exempt status, doing everything, and they say, oh, well, there was no top-down order for this. Does anyone think the authoritarian agents of the IRS needed to be told they'd get a pat on the back for crushing as many Tea Party groups as possible? I don't think so.
And as many of you will learn, unfortunately, thanks to this bill being passed, the investigation itself is often the punishment, because the amount of time, energy, and effort that you are going to have to spend responding to these 87,000 IRS agents when an audit arrives on your doorstep is going to be, even if you paid your taxes accurately, and even if you paid where the difference is $1,000 or $800 or something of that nature, you're going to spend far more than that responding to their audit. So we're talking about a default additional tax, irrespective of the tax itself. But the man-hour tax, the accounting tax, the IRS attorney tax that many people out there, and remember, again, I think this is important to emphasize, Republicans tried to say, hey, only people making $400,000 or more. Because remember, Biden lied and said, hey, if you make $400,000 or more or less, I'll never raise your taxes. Democrats were not willing to say, okay, we're only going to focus on people who make $400,000
right.
or more. Because to your point, Buck, they know that the real money, given where incomes are, is in going after the guy who's a small business owner and might have made $125,000 in a year. And they're going to argue, hey, you misidentified one of the details on your tax return. Very, to your point, Buck, one of the most infuriating things out there, people have this idea, if you don't spend a lot of time in the tax code, is that the tax code is a math problem. It's really an accounting art. right? You can have 10 different accountants. You can give them all, every bit of paperwork that you have, and they will come up with 10 different amounts that you owe. All of them trying to do the best job that they can. Once your taxes become a little bit complicated, you run a small business, you've got multiple different income streams coming in. I know this. I file my taxes every year, Buck. I sign off on it. I can barely understand it.
You remember,
right?
Donald Rumsfeld used to send a letter into the IRS every year.
Yeah, that's so exactly
where
right.
He would say, just to be clear, I have a team of attorneys and accountants looking at this, and I want to state for the record that I do not – you're asking me to say if these are accurate. I think they are, but I do not know.
Right.
And he did that every year. And, you know, Donald Rumsfeld, think what you will about the guy. He's a smart guy.
You can be brilliant and not able to follow the tax code. In fact, that's why I've argued for a long time. You know, the Forbes tax cut, tax idea, flat tax, 15%, 12%, whatever the heck he was arguing for on a postcard, it actually does make a ton of sense.
All the fair tax fans in the audience are about to hop in your mentions, Clay. Fair tax, not flat tax. It's like you betrayed them by saying flat tax. But I never know which one I'm supposed to say. I like the fair tax and the flat. I'll take either of them. You know what I mean?
I want low taxes, and I want less IRS agents.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Folks, it makes perfect sense why businesses are trying to nickel and dime you. We're just talking, the government's trying to turn you upside down and shake out your pockets. You don't think companies are trying to do that too? It's tough out there right now. But that's why I love Pure Talk, because they're not doing that. Pure Talk is my cell phone carrier. They drew the line in the sand and said, look, we're not going to screw over American consumers right now. So when you sign up with Pure Talk this month, not only will you get a month free, you'll find the same pricing they've been offering all along. No gouging from them. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month, plus get 1 month free when you make the switch today. Grab your cell phone and dial #250 and say Clay and Buck for this special offer. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, zero regrets with this one, so much upside. Switch to Pure Talk now, like I did, and get 1 month free. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. That's #250, say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. You know, the libs tell you, they let you know when you're on target, because all of a sudden people start speaking out on issues that are outside of their usual area. All of a sudden you'll get people that are saying, well, I'm somebody whose focus is the economy, but now I want to weigh in on guns. Or I'm somebody whose focus is education, but how dare you say this about crime policies? And with that, I would bring you a little back and forth between Senator Marco Rubio, who pointed out, because there was an amendment that did not get passed over the weekend that everybody should know about. And they were hoping to add some things in about Soros-backed prosecutors' crime to essentially make us safer, right? That was something that was part of this. So Rubio wanted to add something into this, and he tweeted something about it. He said, "The Democrats just blocked my effort to try and force Soros-backed prosecutors to put dangerous criminals in jail." That was the Rubio tweet, Clay.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to say, look, you can't have these prosecutors who essentially decide that they are a law unto themselves, and you break the law. And this has been happening. I mean, George Gascon in Los Angeles, who still needs to be recalled, everybody, he decided the three-strike law just doesn't apply. That is the law. But he says, no, I'm just not going to follow the three strikes law. He's just going to ignore what the actual law is. This is a prosecutor. Randy Weingarten, who is alongside Fauci and some of the very worst people from the pandemic, has decided that she has some thoughts on criminal justice, about which she knows nothing. But she's the chief commissar for the teachers unions, as we all know. She tweeted out in response to Rubio, "This is how anti-Semitism takes root and spreads. What is a Soros-backed prosecutor? Soros is a Hungarian Jew who survived the Holocaust. Orban, the authoritarian leader of Hungary, demonizes Soros all the time in Orban's culture war to suppress freedom and democracy." First of all, I don't care what Orban is doing. Second, you know, I'm talking about American criminal justice system.
Yeah.
And second of all, George Soros-backed prosecutors are prosecutors, Clay, who George Soros says, "I am backing them, and I'm writing them checks and giving them money."
They are literally George Soros-backed prosecutors. Like, if you said, hey, these are Clay Travis-backed Senate candidates, you'd have a pretty good sense who they were, right? Because you would say, oh, yeah, well, those are people that Clay Travis has backed or Buck Sexton has backed. It wouldn't be like, oh, trying to attack Southern concern. Well, of course, you would never say that. But, like, literally, he's describing what Soros did.
If someone were to say, Clay Travis, by backing Herschel Walker, is you know, that's not true. He's not backing Herschel. Well, yeah, actually, if you say vote for the guy, you're backing him. If you write someone a check, you're saying backing him. You know, same thing with me. So everyone gets that point. George Soros even wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal a week ago saying, yes, I back all these prosecutors, and I agree with what they're doing.
Yes.
Which is the whole...
They're doing exactly what he wanted them to do.
Yeah, and he's just some stuff about, oh, the data shows that this does not actually make people less safe. Everyone knows the data shows that it actually makes you less safe. Everyone who's living in a city or really anywhere in the country these days that's had a major increase in crime. And this is still a big problem. I mean, John Miller, who was a very senior guy in the NYPD for a while, I think he was in counterterrorism division, which is different than Intel Division. The NYPD has over 40,000 sworn law enforcement. It's a big organization. I was in Intel Division for a little while, for about 18 months. Miller was, I think, CTD. He might have been the chief of counterterrorism division. But he said recently that bail reform, Clay, was an atom bomb that set us back a decade. And this has big implications, particularly in New York, because the mayor of New York has started to say this stuff is crazy. Last week, he said that our criminal justice system in New York is broken.
Yep.
And Hochul, who is among the dumbest politicians in America, which is quite
it ain't a high
statement.
Bar. Let's be honest.
She's among the dumbest. Her theory now is that the only problem with the bail reform law is we need judges. This was through a spokesman over the weekend. We need judges to be better educated in it so they'll understand the bail reform law better. Oh, yeah, that's going to fix the problem here. The rubber has met the road, folks. The results are in of the experiment. And yes, these Soros-backed prosecutors are a nightmare. And bail reform is crazy.
It is. And everybody out there knows that the murder rates have skyrocketed. I was reading over the weekend, I think the number now, Buck, and I was looking at the chart, I think we're up almost 50% in murders nationwide since BLM protests started. I want you to think about how crazy that is. We had the largest increase ever in 2020, nearly 30%, if I remember correctly, the murders. And as Buck and I have pointed out, the murders didn't start until the George Floyd incident, right? We were actually under the numbers of prior year murders prior to George Floyd. Continued to increase in 2021, and many cities have also seen further increases in 2022, such that the overall national murder rate is, I believe, up almost 50%.
Well, it was up 30% in 1 year. So just to put this in perspective, 1 year, 2020, nationally goes up 30%, which is catastrophic.
And if you add them all up, because what they'll say the next year, we know they were up again in 2021, but they were like up 5 or 6%, right, off of the nearly 30%. I think it was 29% increase in 2020. And now they're up again in 2022. And if you add all that up and look at those numbers, up nearly 50% in overall national murder rates just since May of 2020 when the George Floyd protests started. It's wild to think about how quickly things changed, hairpin turn, right then and there.
And then there's also the long tail to some of these. You know, there's the after effects, the secondary effects, what comes down the line when you've started to make some of these decisions that really you can trace back to. There were a few years of very aggressive Soros-backed prosecutors getting put into place. And the defund police and end mass incarceration, and I'm going to say this and some people won't like this, Trump criminal justice reform was part of this movement and did not actually end up having the intended effect. We thought, oh, look at this, there's bipartisan criminal justice reform. Isn't this so nice? Well, that actually opened the door for a lot of what we're seeing now because, oh, well, let's just keep this going. It essentially created a perception that, yeah, there are a lot of people who are serving prison sentences for nonviolent crimes for decades on end all across the country. In fact, that's the norm. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does happen. But is that really the norm? Are people getting arrested for their first time for nonviolent crimes and getting 10, 15, 20 year sentences? Because that's what we're led to believe. That's not true. Depends, obviously, on the jurisdiction and what we're talking about. But in general, it's certainly not true in New York and Los Angeles and these places. But the other effect, Clay, is that now you have 2,000 NYPD cops, this was just reported on in the last 24 hours, quit before getting their full pensions. That's a 71% jump from 2021. This is cops who are, the pension's a huge benefit. And I know cops that were getting their pensions because Intel Division, where I was kind of the one of the perk, you know, that's where a lot of people want to go to Intel Division, had, you know, a lot of funding, kind of a, you know, premier destination for guys who had been on the job a long time. And to leave before you get your pension, because the pension benefits are very solid for the NYPD, that is an indicator of people saying, I can't take this anymore. I'm not even going to wait it out another 2 or 3 years, Clay. I'm getting out early while I can still get out before I get caught up with a case of some kind, or, you know, they decide to nail me for some nonsense.
Well, and that's the fear, is in addition to the fact that we haven't been able to hire new cops, the most experienced and often some of the best are deciding to retire or leave and go into other professions because of the amount of disrespect they're dealing with. And that's why I think it's going to be hard to reverse this overall murder increase. I mean, how do we get back down below the numbers that existed in 2020 and take it back down into the numbers that we were seeing in the early 2000s, when a lot of these cities were hitting all-time lows in the amount of murders that were taking place? And the answer is you have to have a full-on cultural change in terms of the amount of respect that you're willing to show for police. And the Democrats don't seem willing to do that at all. We come back, we'll talk more about this. Herschel Walker scheduled to join us at the top of the third hour. Senate candidate taking on the Reverend Raphael Warnock down in the state of Georgia. And as you guys all know, Buck now, well, he's an engaged man. He was talking earlier, Buck, about how he's trying to get back in shape. And one of the things that Buck's now doing, especially with his shoulder issue, he's taking Relief Factor, making him better able to be able to get back in shape for the big wedding date coming up soon, created by doctors, backed and perfected with over 15 years of scientific research. Four key ingredients focus on reducing inflammation, which is most often the cause of pain. Buck's getting help with his shoulder, but you can also get help with your knee, hip, elbow, hand, back, neck pain as well. Here's what you need to do. Join the more than 500,000 people out there. Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. You can also call 800 for relief. Either way, $19.95, 3-week quick start developed specifically for you. If you've got pain from overexertion, aging, too much hard physical work, why not get helped out with relieffactor.com? That's 800 the number 4 relief. 800 the number 4 relief. Relief Factor. Feel the difference. Welcome back in. Hour number 3, Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We've been talking a lot about the $740 billion expenditure bill that was passed on party line vote over the weekend. 87,000 new IRS agents being deployed to come after you. We've also been discussing, coming down the home stretch, under 100 days now until the midterm elections. Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, the 5 battlegrounds at the top of that list. And we are joined now by legendary Georgia Bulldog running back Herschel Walker, who is the Republican nominee in the state of Georgia, taking on Raphael Warnock, the sitting senator from Georgia. Herschel, appreciate you taking the time to join us. Let's start off right here with that bill that was passed, $740 billion being spent on top for Democrats, 9.1% inflation, the fact that we may well be in a recession, and putting it in context, about as many people as watch the Georgia Bulldogs play down in Athens, 87,000 new IRS agents being rolled out. What do you think about it, Herschel?
Well, first of all, I think everybody can see that Senator Warnock has fell in love with it. And I'm going to say the Biden tax bill, because this is another example. He seemed to care more about Joe Biden than he does with the Georgia voters, because as I was getting around the state over the last week talking about this bill, most of the industries there in Georgia were saying how much this bill is going to cripple them. And they're going to put them at a disadvantage against people like China. And not only that, you know, how in the world can you raise taxes during a recession, even though they say that the definition of recession is not recession, which they're trying to fool us on that. And it's going to make more inflation. And I think people need to know that. It seems like Reverend Warnock has gotten so great at being in Washington, being a Washington politician, that I hope he'll come back to Georgia and talk to the Georgia people here and hear what they got to say, because they're speaking out and I hear it from them, and I'm going to represent the people, and I want the people to know he represents Joe Biden.
Hey, Herschel, it's Buck. Thanks for being with us again. Are you definitely going to be debating Are you definitely going to be debating Raphael Warnock? I've seen some back and forth in the press in the last few days over this. Is there a number of debates that you want to have that you're going to extend to your opponent here? And what are some of the top things you would want to ask Warnock?
Well, it's very simple. And I think Senator Warnock need to admit that he's scared. I think he is totally scared. You know, he talked about debate. And right now, you know, I've given him an opportunity that we can have two discussions. One, we can have a Lincoln-Douglas discussion over the bill that he just approved that he thought was great, that DC-9 is crippling, is going to cripple the businesses there in Georgia. And the other was going to be a debate that we're going to have in Savannah, Georgia, in front of a live audience, in front of where the entire state can watch the debate, where he can answer to those questions. People can see the contrast between Senator Warnock and myself, you know, what he believes in and what I believe in. And he turned that down as well. I think what he'll like to do is hide behind the elite media and hide behind them. And I think that's what it is. He is totally scared because, you know, he's an incumbent senator, and I want to do it in his hometown in front of a live audience where the people can see the differences between Herschel Walker and Senator Warnock. And he said no. And it's sort of like, I want to debate October the 14th. And if anyone can call him in Washington or get him to come out of Washington, come to his home. Let's do a debate so that people can see the differences between he and myself.
Herschel, you've obviously spent a lot of time interacting with military over your career. What do you think about the wokeness that's going on in the military right now, and also the number of military enlisted people and reservists who might be losing their jobs over the COVID shot?
Well, that is very, very disturbing. And, you know, just last week, I had a veteran week where I got a chance to talk with some active members and a lot of veterans. And, you know, that is disturbing. We had our heroes that we're going to lose all their retirement and everything because the government going to demand that they take a COVID shot when yet they pay the price for the freedoms and liberties we have here. And this wokeness within the military that Joe Biden and Raphael Warnock want to put within the military going to get a lot of our servicemen and women killed. You know, he's going to get them killed because I can promise you China, Russia, Iran is not worrying about no wokeness. They're worrying about war. So Biden obsessing this with the wokeness is going to cost a lot of our military men and women their lives. And I can promise you that a grenade doesn't care about no pronoun, that a bullet don't care what color your skin is. And we got to continue to get behind our military and get them ready for war, because you see what's happening with China right now. You know, China is threatening us whenever they want. We have to show strength. And, you know, everyone always said us peace through strength. And why are we not showing that? You know, Reverend Warnock continued to talk that he cares about the military. If he cares, why is he not a year ago the Afghanistan happened? Why is he not holding Joe Biden accountable for what happened there in Afghanistan? Why is he not holding Joe Biden and Lloyd Austin saying we got to get rid of this wokeness out of the military? We got to have a strong military, not a weak military.
Hey, Herschel, you know, for anybody listening in the state of Georgia, we've got stations there that are broadcasting all across the state. Anyone who says, you know, I really like Herschel Walker, obviously fantastic athlete, seems like a great guy, but he has no political experience. I don't know about that. If anyone had a question about that, And they would want to know, what are you going to bring to this? What in your background makes you feel like you're the person to fight for them in the Senate from the great state of Georgia? What would you say?
Well, first of all, Reverend Warnock had no political experience. He was a reverend. You know, I've started a business. I've had a successful business. I'm continuing to run my business. I sit on a public traded board. I know about teamwork. I know how to bring people together. It seemed like all they want to do is separate people. And you know, I won't know about teamwork. So I think my experience is probably some of the best experience anyone can have, because I also love this country. I love America. I love the Constitution. I think that's what's most important right now. It seemed like everyone on the left continued to want to separate everyone in this country and pretend that we're terrible, racist people. Well, we're not. We're not that. We have our problems, which we do. But we can solve those problems together. We got to continue to work together. And I'm not afraid to cross the aisle if I need to be, you know. But right now, we got to get rid of people out of their office that's not representing the people that put them there. And that's what's happening right now, that I'm going against Senator Warnock. You know, he is continuing to try to separate people, and he's not doing a good job. So I think it's time for him to go.
Herschel, I'm not sure if Reverend Warnock has gone on the record with this, but I know John Fetterman, who is running up in Pennsylvania, has. He said that men who decide that they are women should be competing against women. And also, this is the Democrat talking point now, that men can get pregnant. Did you ever believe that we would be having conversations about men deciding, hey, I'm going to go compete against the girls and I'm going to use the girls' locker room and things like that, and that you would have Democrats arguing that men can get pregnant too?
Well, you know, it is totally disturbing when you have someone in Washington, Oregon, at a point like that. That is totally disturbing. It's disgusting. And, you know, one of the things I said, and I didn't say it as a joke, do you think you want Herschel Walker competing against your daughter? Let's be honest. At my age now, will you want me competing against your daughter? Reverend Warnock won't answer that question because he's afraid to answer that question, but yet he vote 96% of the time with Joe Biden, who they're making statements like that. I know for a fact a man cannot get pregnant. I don't care what anyone says. They need to speak out against that. And Reverend Warnock need to come out and speak and quit standing and watching with the elite, Washingtonian, whatever they may call themselves, and speak the truth for the Georgia people. Right now, this country is hurting. We need leaders in Washington that's going to go to the table and make the right decision. And Reverend Warnock is not doing that. You know, they even want to change the definition of recession. Let's be honest. It's in Webster. Look it up. But yet they're trying to fool everyone by telling you, do not believe your lying eyes. Don't listen to your lying ears. And that's not right.
I don't know if you've seen this yet, but the top 25 poll came out in college football just in the last hour or so, Herschel. Your Georgia Bulldogs are the defending national champions. They've won the title for the first time since you were playing this past off season. Yet Alabama, number one, Ohio State, number two, Georgia Bulldogs, number three. What do you think about Georgia being ranked third behind two teams that they were much better than last year?
Well, I'm happy to see it because they always give Georgia something to shoot at. When you're the top dog, they're going to come after you. You see, they're coming after me right now. They're coming after me because I am the top dog right now. They're afraid of me. So that's what they're going to do to Georgia. If they were number one, you're going to come after the top team. The top team is Alabama. But Alabama's going to have to prove it week in and week out that they're number one. And I think Georgia got something to shoot for, and I think that's what's going to make it exciting. And that's why I've been telling people all the time right now, put Herschel Walker in the Senate. So go to teamherschel.com. Put me in the Senate, and you'll see some changes because I'm going to fight for Georgia, and I think people will see that.
Herschel, thanks for joining us here on Clay and Buck. Appreciate it.
Big-time battleground state there.
We got to win. I mean, Herschel has to come out on top here. He has to make it through the center of the coverage of the defense.
Oh, no. The analogies. Buck tries every now and then to break one out.
He's
going
to have to do a spin move.
He needs to be top dog.
And then the Lambeau leap.
Top dog. He'll be top dog. Let's talk to you right now. Credit card debt. Man, have you guys seen credit card debt levels are going to all-time modern era highs? People are having to put more and more debt onto their credit card. That's not good because credit card interest rates are massive. How many consumers know out there that you can help to regulate your credit card debt by taking advantage of some of the value that you've got in your home right now? If you own a home and you've got a big credit card balance and you are taking on 20%+ interest, you need to be considering the choices that you are making in your finances. If that's you, we can't let you get further in debt on your credit cards when you have got an asset in your home. You need to call our friends at American Financing. They can help pay off any credit card debt you might have when you go get a new mortgage. They can hook you up and put you in the best household value out there when it comes to your mortgage and your overall credit picture. Here's how you get your financial future taken care of. You call American Financing. 800-777-8109 is that number. Let me repeat it. 800-777-8109. You call them today or you go visit AmericanFinancing.net. You give them 10 minutes, and they will take care of you. That's AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Second hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show starts now. Thanks, everybody, for joining or for hanging with us if you're with us in the first hour. Remember, the Clay and Buck podcast, a great place to catch up if you missed any part of what we're talking about here. ClayandBuck.com also for transcripts and all the rest. But if you go to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show on the iHeart app, a great thing to do. We're going to talk about crime and crime, the police, plus migrants in New York City. A lot of topics to hit this hour, but I want to start with this. First off, a bit of general advice, and it is whenever you see that there is a show with a 90+% audience score and sub 50 on the critics, it's a show you want to see. Because it means that everyone loves it, but the critics hate it for some reason that has nothing to do with whether or not it's entertaining. And an example of this would be, Clay, have you seen The Terminal List yet?
I've heard it's great. No, I have not. Have you watched it?
I have watched every episode of The Terminal List. Jack Carr is a friend. I've known Jack for a few years now.
So explain this show, because I bet there's a lot of our audience that would like it. explain this show for people like me who know it exists but have no concept of what it's about.
So it's a, the main character is played by Chris Pratt. He's a Navy SEAL named James Reese, who comes home after some special operations abroad. They're ambushed. I don't want to give much away, but there's a sinister plot that goes to the heart of the military-industrial complex. And basically, Chris Pratt is running around taking out bad guys. Lots of the tactical sequences are very well done. They bring in SEALs and people with similar expertise so that the actual gun battles and everything look really cool. I mean, they do a good job with that as entertainment. But they hate it because there's no wokeness, okay? There's no there's no social
agenda. So it's like, it, in that way, it's like Top Gun Maverick, which has been in theaters for some odd 70-some-odd days and is now the most successful Paramount movie of all time. It passed Titanic.
Yeah.
That's how successful it is.
But, I mean, even that movie, Clay, just to be fair, who's the bad guy? It's like a make-believe country in Eastern Europe or something. I mean, you know, they were, look, they're going for the global market. I get it. And apparently we don't make movies anymore. We're fighting other countries. But it wasn't woke.
But even in the original Top Gun,
that's
we
true.
Didn't know who the bad guy was.
It was, I mean, everyone assumed it was the Soviet
Russians.
Union, right, with the red star
yes.
on the helmets. But, yeah, I'm just saying, it wasn't woke, but it wasn't, like, it wasn't Team America World Police either, you know what I mean? It wasn't going too hard with the stars and stripes and the flag. But, okay, but so Rotten Tomatoes, 94% audience score for this. It's a good show because one thing that Carrie and I have been struggling with is we're trying to find a show to watch that we can both enjoy together. And it's you watch stuff and you go, is everything just green lit by the editorial team at MSNBC now? I mean, it's all so it's such trash. It's so and 10 years ago, I feel like Netflix and HBO, there was this golden age where they were just making amazing programming, just making great series. You know, whether Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones and Narcos and, you know, they're making all these great shows. Now, of course, the corporations that are behind all this are, oh, we want to be progressive and social justice, and their shows suck, which is not surprising. But I will say, in fairness, we did find one show that I, or one movie, I should say, that I would recommend to everybody. I made Carrie watch this movie, The Outfit, a couple weeks ago. That wasn't really worth, that was okay. It was like a B-. Wasn't woke, but just wasn't really that good. It was okay. But we watched this 13 Lives. Have you seen this? Are you familiar with this one? It's about the Thai youth boys.
Oh, yeah. I was fascinated by that story. For everybody out there, this was the soccer team that got caught in the cave and it flooded and they weren't able to get out. How is the movie? Ron Howard made this one, right?
The movie is excellent.
Yeah.
Highly, highly watchable. Really moves along. And the way they film this, they originally, as I read a little bit about it because I was curious, they were actually trying to film a lot of it in the caves, but they weren't able to do that for reasons I don't even know now. So they moved it, I think, to Queensland in North Australia because obviously the actual cave is in Thailand. But it's amazing. I'll say this. There are few things in the world that I would find more terrifying than having to spend 6 hours underwater, 5.5, 6 hours underwater in a cave with fast-moving currents where at some points the cave is about shoulder width. So you've got
I couldn't even
darkness, claustrophobia, the imminent prospect of death when you if you run out of oxygen or if you just, you know, hit your head. And I mean, there's any number. It is really well done. I've been trying to tell folks about it. I remember that story. The story is even more, in many ways, unbelievable and in the end, inspiring than I remembered it from the news reports. It's crazy what they did to get. They should have done any, but I mean, what they managed to pull off with those kids to get them. I don't want to give it all away.
I think everybody knows the kids.
Yeah, it's a true story. That's right.
Because it's a true story. But yeah, that story was captivating to follow and such an ennobling story because every day you thought, oh, they're going to find the kids and they're not going to be alive. That was sort of the subtext of this is a flooded cave. There's no way these kids are going to have survived for this long. And when they finally found them, then it's, oh, my goodness, how in the world are we ever going to get them out of here? And they managed to do it. Speaking of the terminal list, there's an article up at Outkick, one of our good writers that we hired recently, David Hookstead. if you haven't already, we had an incredible month. But OutKick is kind of like mana from heaven if you're a sports fan or just a fan of pop culture and you think everything has gone woke. We've got a good article about it that went up today about the terminal list. 1.6 billion minutes of viewership on Netflix. Only show was the most recent show, Stranger Things, season 4, is the only show that's beaten it in terms of popularity. So I'll just point this out. Culture is important in terms of what it's saying about what society is interested in right now. Yellowstone is by far the most popular show on television, other than sports. Doesn't get nominated for any Emmys. Wildly popular. Terminal List, evidently on Netflix, insanely popular. Top Gun Maverick. What do all three of those movies and or shows have in common? Relatively limited woke material and or USA, 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 right? That is what they are overall selling, is United States excellence. I think there's a huge demand for that.
You can tell very quickly in a lot of these shows. I mean, to this point, Clay, I could even take a, I think there's a step even before that. What you're talking about is the manifestation of, or the way that the show actually tells the story, right? Is that it focuses on those things. I think it really also comes down to when they're sitting in the writer's room, is the most important thing that they want to entertain and engage the audience? Or is it that they want to get a pat on the back for the agenda and the messaging behind this? Because I think you see a lot of shows where they start with a premise, which is, oh, let's make this about, you know, let's make this about some left-wing woke agenda item instead of, is this going to be a good story? Is this going to really bring people in? And, you know, you brought up, what was the huge show that everyone's, oh my gosh, why is this such a success? Similar numbers, I think, to Yellowstone from years ago was The Walking Dead, right? And The Walking Dead's a show where you take a graphic novel and you're just trying to make the most engaging entertainment possible. There's some broader lessons about parenting and, you know, survival and other things in there, right? But overall, you're not getting a political lecture with The Walking Dead. You're just watching something that's meant to entertain you. Whenever they do that, there's success. When they're giving you a lecture about woke politics, people increasingly are saying, I just don't want to watch this.
Yep. And I'll give you, I know we got people who listen in Hollywood. We got a big audience in LA. I'll continue to give this out. If you want to look like a genius and you want to have the number one streaming show or the number one television show, the number one show in America, Turn Undaunted Courage by Stephen Ambrose, a phenomenal book about the Lewis and Clark expedition. Turn it into a miniseries, into a, I believe it would be a television event the likes of which we have not seen in 20 years, right? In terms of a historical connection to America, pro-America. Now, you can say Game of Thrones was a television event. I love that show. Yeah, it's a fantastical show about, you know, about dragons and medieval times, effectively. I'm talking about something that is rooted in American history, that is unabashedly patriotic, that tells a triumphal story of an overwhelming, difficult and success.
I'm sorry, Clay, to get this made, though, Meriwether Lewis is going to have to be a gender-fluid pansexual, and William Clark is going to have to go around begging forgiveness from the native peoples for the future disrespect and betrayal of the colonists. I mean, otherwise we can't make that show.
Politics is downstream of culture, which is a great quote from Andrew Breitbart, and I do think it's true. If you're out there and you're looking at what the political message is coming through the cultural success stories out there, whether it's Terminal List, whether it's Yellowstone, whether it is certainly as you break it down, how much demand there has been for Top Gun Maverick, the most successful movie of all time from Tom Cruise's history. It's because people want pro-America, anti-woke programming, and there isn't enough of it.
Did you see? I know you're on vacation and you're having a great time with the fam, which was very important. You've come back rested in the fight, but did you happen to catch? Because I see you sneaking onto Twitter a little bit when you're on vacation. I always want
to
be
still have to manage OutKick. Yeah. I didn't do TV, I didn't do radio, but I'm still managing our stories at OutKick.
So you probably saw that they had a $90 million write-off with a completed film.
Batgirl.
Of the Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Movie. I mean, how now the thing is, I want to see that movie
I do too, badly
because
they wrote down when they took over, they $300 million CNN Plus, they said this is an unmitigated disaster, it's done. And now $90 million Batgirl, and you know how popular superhero movies are, you could basically get $100 million, I would think, just by advertising a lot to get people to come watch.
If you're a screenwriter or a producer making a superhero movie and you lose basically $100 million on it, you really should learn to code. Like, you should find another profession. You should
be done.
What would
the equivalent to... It's a great point. You're making a superhero movie. The studios are all behind it. You almost cannot fail because there's such demand for superhero movies. And they watched your superhero movie and they said it was so bad, we're just going to take a $90 million write-off. They didn't even put it on the streaming service. It's one thing if they say, hey, this is not worthy of going to the movie theaters. They said it's so bad that they don't even want their brand associated with it. In other fields, I'm not even sure I can think of an equivalent.
I mean, I could just see this, though, like a Batgirl movie where Batgirl swoops in on the bank robbers and they're like, hey, look at this broad wearing a costume. She's like, excuse me, sir. Broad? Are you assuming my pronouns? Like, you could actually do a great send-up of this thing. I mean, you could do a great...
There's a little bit of send-up of the overall woke culture that goes on in Deadpool, which has been very popular as a movie. But, Buck, think about all the people that are cast in this movie. They're saying, hey, this is going to be career-altering for you. You can't go wrong. You get into a superhero movie, you're the next Robert Downey Jr. I can completely do the pitch that they would have been getting in their Hollywood talent agencies. And then they get a call and they say, yeah, this movie is so bad that even though we spent $90 million, we're basically just going to burn it.
I guarantee you, we could write a better screenplay than whenever that was between the two of us in 48 hours, honestly. That's why I want to see this.
I feel confident about that.
I would like to see it too. One. Folks, if you own a business with five or more employees and manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of taxes you've already paid. Now, how do you access the refund money from the IRS? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.